eternal in hell. They say he was chained, and there for 1,000 years he remained. He never complained, no, nor did he groan, but decided he'd start up a hell of his own. He'd start up a hell of his own, where he could torment the souls of men, free from the walls of his prison pen. So he asked the Lord if he had any sand left over from making this great land. Left over from making this land. The Lord said, why, yes, I have plenty on hand. It's way down south on the Rio Grande. But I got to be honest, the stuff is so poor that I wouldn't use it for hell anymore. For hell anymore. So the devil went down to look over his truck. It came as a gift, so he figured he stuck. And when he examined it careful and well, he decided the place was too dry for hell. The place was too dry for his hell. Off his head, so he promised the devil he'd water the land. He had some old water that wasn't no use, a rancid old puddle that stunk like the juice. I tell you, it stunk like the juice. The Lord, he was crafty, the deal was arranged. He laughed to himself as the deed was exchanged. But the devil was ready to go with his plan to make up a hell, and so he began. Up his hell he began. He scattered tarantulas over the roads, put thorns on the cactus and horns on the toads. He sprinkled the sand with millions of ants, so if you sit down you need soles on your pants. He's put water puppies in all of the lakes, and under the rocks he put poisonous snakes. He mixed all the dust up with jiggers and fleas, hung thorns on the brambles all over the trees. The heat in the summer's 110, not bad for the devil, but way too hot for man. Things so thorny and well, he said, "Poof! Well, I'll be damned if this don't be hell." Then he flapped up his wings and away he flew, and vanished from earth in a blaze of blue. So if you ever end up in Texas,